Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're going to be talking about making money in a service business. Unless we make money, none of us are going to have jobs. Unless we make money, we're not going to have adequate facilities or field vehicles or tools. There's a whole host of things that we have to walk into and look after if we're going to make money in a service business. Labor efficiency is what drives profitability in the service department and what also drives customer satisfaction and service. We need to be able to have labor efficiency. We need to know how to measure all of these things so that we can have metrics and standards of performance that we can review. Each person needs to know how well they're doing and how they can improve. That takes us to all of the facility costs and the tooling costs, the overhead doors, the oil dispensing systems, the engine stands, specialized tooling, transmission test benches, and the like. Plus, all the field service vehicles that we have that go out and basically are a mobile shop, allowing a technician who's out at a machine to be able to perform almost everything that they can do in the shop. Then, of course, we have all of the most important aspect of the service business, the labor side of things, the technicians and the office support staff. We have their salaries and wages and benefits and training and vacations and statutory holidays, all of those things to go. So we look at further measures, billing effectiveness, what percentage of the payroll are the people that are here actually able to invoice. We have a whole host of things that go into making money in the service department a very difficult and serious challenge. Work in process, our inventory asset. Those things that are posted against a job that are not, the job is not yet completed. So we're carrying that inventory until such time as the job is completed and invoiced. I hope this overview gave you a better understanding of what's involved in our class on making money in the service business. And I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.